This is Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Goldberg, in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We're going to begin today with more reaction to MIT's internal inquiry into the events that preceded the suicide of the internet activist Aaron Swartz. Swartz faced federal charges of illegally hacking into JSTOR, a campus computer system, and downloading millions of academic journals. 7 months ago, he committed suicide.
Yesterday, MIT released a report that said that it did not target Swartz or call in the feds or even encourage them to prosecute him. It concluded that the university's neutrality in the case was appropriate, even if it could have advocated more forcefully in this case for academic freedom and access to scholarly information.
Today, reaction from Aaron Swartz's father, Robert Swartz. Among other things, he works as a consultant with MIT's Media Lab. And Robert Swartz, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
First of all, a general question. What's your response to the report that was released yesterday?
Well, I think that the report was thorough and thoughtful. However, I think it did not answer some of the fundamental questions, which is why MIT took the position that it did, nor did MIT understand that their actions were central to the events that eventually caused Aaron's death.
How so, specifically?
Well, first of all, had they not called in law enforcement, there never would have been a prosecution. Had they not thoroughly cooperated with the U.S. attorney and the Secret Service, they wouldn't have been able to make a case. Had they asked that the case be dropped, as JSTOR had, at the senior levels of the U.S. attorney's office in Boston, it's likely, given MIT's position, that the case would have been dropped.
In the report, MIT said it didn't call in the feds, that it didn't pursue what it characterized as an overly aggressive federal prosecution. That was the U.S. attorney's call. And the university said it remained neutral in the case. First of all, do you buy that MIT remained neutral in the case? And if so, should they have done more than remain neutral?
First of all, the report makes clear that MIT was not neutral. But MIT should have, like JSTOR, advocated for Aaron and advocated that this case be dropped by the government, which they did not do.
MIT says one of the reasons it remained silent in the case or neutral in the case was, in their words, the good faith belief based on private conversations with a lead prosecutor that MIT's opinion would have no effect on the prosecution and that it might even make circumstances worse for Aaron Swartz. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction to that is that there were other people to talk to rather than Steve Hyman, the lead prosecutor. As JSTOR went and spoke with Jim Lang, who was head of the criminal division, and in fact had Mary Jo White, who had previously been the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, speak with him. So they could have, as we did on multiple occasions, go to Steve Hyman's superiors and request that they stop the prosecution. Hmm. They could have also gone to Carmen Ortiz. They did neither. The notion that all of the decisions were being made by Steve Hyman is clearly false, and there were a number of meetings that we had where Steve deferred in many different ways to his superiors.
Hmm. You and your lawyers met with MIT several times to ask them to intervene. Can you relay some detail about what happened?
We were told that MIT would meet with us, but that they wouldn't meet about having any settlement in the case because there was nothing they wanted from Aaron. We wanted them to advocate for Aaron and ask the government to stop the prosecution, and they wouldn't even entertain those discussions.
Given that Aaron hacked into an MIT computer system, why should MIT do anything more than remain neutral in this case or not discourage the prosecution?
Well, for a number of reasons, because these are the MIT traditions. I mean, there was a point in time in the 60s where someone broke down with a battering ram the door of the president's office and then fornicated on the president's desk, and they did not press charges. There are multiple instances of this sort of thing. This kind of event, downloading things from academic journals, happens routinely on MIT's library system, and they have never, to my knowledge, brought in law enforcement. Why did they do it in this case? It is a completely inconsistent approach on the part of MIT.
You spoke to WBUR last March, not long after Aaron's death, and back then you expressed hope that you'd see some real change at MIT. You said you hoped it would get back to what the university is about, which you said was improving the world rather than destroying people who color outside the lines. Understandably, it was a very strong statement. Is there anything in this report that makes you feel differently, that gives you some of that hope?
Well, I mean, there's certainly hope in the statements which Hal Abelson has made and some of the other things in the report about how they could do things better and look into how these kinds of things are handled. But I think MIT has to, an institution like MIT is an institution which, among other things, is based on doing experiments and making mistakes and learning from them. And I think MIT has to admit that they made mistakes in this instance and make those changes so that these kinds of tragedies can't happen again, and that MIT is a place where people are encouraged to push the limits, both whether those are scientific limits or others, because that's how the world changes for the better.
Mm. I understand that you have plans to meet with MIT President Raphael Reif. What are you planning to tell him? What do you want to talk to him about?
You know, I want to talk to him about the fact that I would like to see MIT help with both money and its resources to make all academic research freely available. I would like to see MIT support the revisions to the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act so that it can't be used in these cases anymore and abused. I would also like to see MIT make significant structural changes so that these kinds of tragedies can't happen again.
Mm. Robert Swartz, you were a student at MIT. You work there now as a consultant in the Media Lab. I'm wondering is it hard for you at all to continue to work there, given what happened?
You know, MIT is a wonderful place, and it's a place that I love. On the other hand, obviously what's happened there is devastating and crushing to me, and dealing with those emotions is obviously at times very difficult and challenging.
Robert Swartz is the father of the late Aaron Swartz. Mr. Swartz, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And listeners, we welcome your thoughts and views on this story. You can post your comments at radioboston.org.